This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Are you being pushed around by your pug? Does your favorite feline have you freaking out? Is your chihuahua a bit of a curmudgeon? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really, really want to understand your dog or cat's behavior, kind of as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or maybe you just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. Yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is digging, jumping, barking, humping, or your cat looks at the litter box and says, there's no way I'm using that litter box. Maybe the cat's not getting along with the new cat you brought home. Cat's waking you up in the middle of the night. Maybe the cat peed on your bed. Get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show. That's what we've been doing for almost 44 years, helping people resolve any issues that they may be having with their dog or cat, or more than likely, any issues their dog or cat may be having with them. So if you have a question or comment about your pet, great time to give me a call. If you give me a call and we talk directly on the air, I got a few gifts I'm going to be giving away on today's show as well. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Having a little difficulty with our phone, so keep trying. We'll get them working, I promise you, in a couple of minutes. But let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Well, by now, you guys know there's no possible way that I can get through all the topics because your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But here are some of the topics I'd really like to talk about on today's show. Number one, you know, our dogs and our cats often become part of the family. And if you're a pet guardian who refers to yourself as your dog or cat's mommy or daddy, take it from me, guys, you are not alone. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. So do you consider yourself your dog or cat's mommy or daddy? I want to know. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. Also coming up on today's show, is your dog suffering with training fatigue? A lot of people don't understand what that is, but overtraining is just as bad as undertraining. So today we're going to take a look at why keeping your training fun, your lesson short and sweet, can make all the difference in the world in terms of your dog's learning. Also coming up on today's show, I'm sure you've heard by now, there's an eclipse happening on Monday the 8th. Are your dogs and cats prepared for the solar eclipse on Monday? I'm going to go into a little depth later on and go over everything you need to know about your dogs and cats. But also, a lot of my listeners may have horses or other animals as well, and it can affect them also. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on today's show. Also coming up, are pet trusts important? What would happen to your dog or cat if something were to happen to you? Can't just write them in a will. Can't just take someone's handshake and say, oh, yeah, I'll take care of your pet. What are living trusts and why are they so important? We'll take a look at that as well. Again, the number 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued cat is confused about the litter box. Maybe he never used one. Or that dog you took from the shelter is not housebroken. Maybe he doesn't get along with other dogs and some people. Or your dog just believes that if he sees it, he's got to hump it. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. 877-725-8255. Now, here's the question of the day. Now, it may sound a little crazy to some people out there, but listen to me. Is it okay to call yourself your pet's mommy or daddy? Is it okay to call yourself your pet's mommy or daddy, or maybe auntie or uncle or grandmama or grandpa? I mean this seriously. And if you listen to my, well, obviously you may have listened to my LA show. It's kind of interesting the way people responded. So is it okay to call yourself or your pet's mommy or daddy? I want to know. Give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. And as I said, plenty of time for your calls and lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. Before we get into it, though, before we get to the phones, we're having a little technical issue, but I'm sure we will work that out. I want to go over a couple of things with you in terms of specifically what I'm asking you. And it's kind of interesting. And a lot of people don't understand what it's all about. So here, let me share this story with you, okay? And then we'll get to our phones. Are you mommy and daddy to your pet? If you are, you're not alone. The family, I'm telling you, animals are part of the family. And if you're a pet guardian who refers to yourself as their mommy or daddy, tell me, there are lots of you out there. Of those surveyed, 63% admitted to embracing these titles, a gesture that reflects the tight bond guardians feel with their dogs and cats. And here's kind of interesting. It kind of splits up. Listeners from the South are most likely, this kind of caught me off guard, but I've got a lot of listeners from the South out there, my Tennessee people. Listeners from the South are much more likely to be mommy or daddy to their dogs and cats. A huge 69% of participants from the southern regions of the U.S. identified themselves as mommy or daddy to their pets. Meanwhile, only 59% of respondents from the West, 60% from the Midwest, and 61% from the Northeast embraced those parental titles. So, I have always said that these are my kids, Molly and Willie, and so that kind of brings up the question. Some people say, well, those people that don't have children, that have dogs and cats, is it okay for them to consider those dogs and cats their kids? I say yes. What do you say? I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. Don't be embarrassed. I want to know if you believe that you are your dog's mommy or your dog's daddy. I want to hear from you guys. So give me a call on that as well. Also, and this is really, really interesting. We're going to talk about training fatigue. As you guys know, I've been training for God many, many years. I think my entire life. And I've trained in every country, every continent, every type of training you can imagine. And the bottom line is, I realized a while back that sometimes that happens is something called training fatigue. What is training fatigue all about? We're going to talk about training fatigue coming up in a little while. And a lot of trainers actually cause that behavioral problem as well. So we're going to take a look at that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And I tried to get to it last week, but I ran out of time. So we're going to try again this week is, why do dogs lick themselves? I get so many questions during the week on my YouTube, on my internet channel, all of it. Warren, my dog's licking constantly. He licks the paw. He licks this. He licks his butt. Why is my dog constantly licking? I got the answer to that coming up in a little bit. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, is it okay to call yourself, your dog or cat's mommy or daddy or auntie or uncle? I want to hear from you. Guys, help me out here. People think I'm a little eccentric. Bail me out. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away as well. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I know what I should feed my dog? And I know you go to the supermarket, you see ads on TV, you go online, and you see dozens and dozens and dozens of different types of pet food. Some of them are pretty darn good, I have to admit that, but how do you know? How do you know? You know, a lot of these big pet food companies now are not big pet food companies anymore. Once the pet food industry reached billions of dollars, a lot of investors started their own little things, and it's an investment group that owns this one. Well, that's not Lucy Pet. Lucy Pet, their CEO is Joey Herrick. I've known Joey for many, many years. The guy is incredible when it comes to animals and the love he has for them. That's why when he started Lucy Pet Food, and I was there right from the beginning, I realized what a major, major breakthrough this is with that prebiotic balanced fiber. In fact, Lucy Pet Formula Life Pet Food, I've been feeding it to my dogs since I adopted them from a high-kill shelter almost 6 years ago. And it has that probiotic formula, and I'm telling you, Lucy Pet Food, it's manufactured in their own plant. They spent over $1 million. They have their own laboratory. And that's important to you if you love your dogs and cats. But here's a listener on what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, that's the type of response I hear from listeners and have heard from listeners for many years. Once they've tried giving their dogs or their cats Lucy Pet Food, they notice the difference in terms of their dog or cat's enjoyment of the food. But more importantly, they can just look at the dog and see that the dogs are so much healthier because of that prebiotic and probiotic bacteria. I want you to do this. I want you to go to their website. Easy enough to remember. LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go there, you can get the Lucy dog or cat food in the dry formula, the wet formula, kitty lickies, hip to be square, dog food rolls, lots of great stuff. So just go to LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go to the site and spend just $35, and you can mix it all up, spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. They're all top cats here on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the phone lines here. Answer as many calls as I possibly can. But the question of the day, come on, guys, I want you to help me out. Is it okay to call yourself your dog or cat's mommy or daddy or grandma or papa? I want to hear from you. Help me out here. 877-725-8255. We got John, Barbara, Jane, and Jerry, but right now we're going to John in Connecticut. Hey, John, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's up, John?
Hey, now I know what an earthquake is like.
See, then there you go. I just left California. It's kind of freaky when, you know, I grew up in New York, and I never felt an earthquake till I moved to California. But it's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really was. My whole house was shaking. The windows were rattling. But that was it. It was about 5-7 seconds, and that was it.
I saw a bunch of T-shirts already saying that I survived the New York City earthquake. Boy, it doesn't take someone time to make some money, man.
No, it doesn't. Hey, my cat, Russian Blue, he had ear infection. And they gave me some drops at the vet. And when I put it in, I just can't seem to do it right. There's little hairs in there, and that he has, and it keeps the drops from getting in there. I can't push it down in his ear anymore because that would hurt him.
Here's what you need to do. First of all, if you can, try to tilt the cat's head sideways when you give him the drops. You put the drops in the ear, then you fold the ear down gently and massage. That'll push the medication down into the ear canal where it has to go.
Well, it doesn't even make it down there because the hairs are there. He's got some hairs in his ears. I guess, I don't know if all cats have that or what.
Yeah, but follow what I'm saying. If you put it in there, the amount the vet told you, when you fold down the ear and you massage it, the liquid can't go anywhere but down. It has to go down, but keep that head tilted to the side because once they start shaking their head, they're not going to get that medication.
He's hard to do that. I wish he gave me a pill that I could give him. I think I could jam that down his throat or just throw it in.
Yeah, well, no, you're not going to. No. See, here's the problem. Okay?
Yeah.
We touch our cat's ears when we need to give them medication. What happened to all the years you had the cat and he didn't need medication? That's why it's so important. You hear me talk about touching your dog, touching your cat, getting them used to being touched all over, you know, the tail, the top of the butt, the ears, the mouth, the nose. This way, the cat wouldn't be freaking out as much. So here's what I would do. I would practice maybe once or twice during the day of just rubbing his ears as if you put something in there, but don't put anything in there. Nothing goes in there at all. Then when you have to give it to him, as I said, hold the cat, the head off to the side, put the drops in there, fold the ear down. I know it's not easy. Just massage the ear for a few minutes. Chances are 90% that some of the medication is going to get down into that canal where it needs to go. I give my dogs medication all the time. They're not thrilled about it either, but I do the same thing. I put the drops in, fold the ear, massage the ear. But before I do that, I made sure I did some fake ear dropping so they got used to it and it's not that big a deal for them anymore.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Hey, there's one thing I want to say to you.
Yeah,
I went outside today to my mailbox, and I saw a little bunny the size of a matchbox, and it must have froze because it's been cold here, you know?
It's nature, but it's horrible to see. You know, I'm spending a lot of my time in Arizona, and just the other day, I walked outside, and I saw a dead baby rabbit in my backyard that was obviously picked up by some type of bird of prey. And there's some big owls here in Arizona and was obviously dropped. But it breaks your heart, but that's nature the way it is. It's just the way it is. Anyway, follow my advice. Keep those ears in the shape you want to keep them. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold, John. I'm sending you some kitty lickies for your cat. This way, if you give him kitty lickies at the same time you put in the eardrops in, he'll probably come over to you and tilt his head and say, hey, go ahead, Pop, put him in as long as you give me a kitty licky at the end. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. You know, we all love our dogs. We're going to get to you, Barbara, Janie, Jerry, and Elise. We all love our dogs. We all adore our cats. But it's so important to understand that as they age or sometimes they become ill or they become sick. That's why when they're healthy, you need to get your dogs and cats adjusted to touch. That's why I'm a big fan of a dog and cat massage, and not that you have to put Enya on in the background and turn the lights down, but letting your dog or cat feel really comfortable about being touched, because as they get older, there might be medications or salves or other things. It also makes it easier for the vet to give the dog or cat an examination at the same time. So massage away, do it gently, can make all the difference in the world. And also remember, when you're going to put drops in your dog or cat's ears, tilt the ears, the head to the side, put the drop in and massage it, and a good amount of it will go down. Hey, the phone number, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Barbara in Oxnard, California, Janie in Punta Gorda, Florida, and Jerry also in Florida. We got Elise calling from one of my hangouts, beautiful Granada Hills, California. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Now, Guys, help me out here. Am I nuts? Have I lost it? Or is it okay to call yourself your dog or cat's mommy and daddy? I'm going to read an article a little bit later on today's show, and it might just say, Warren, you're not crazy. It's okay, especially for those people that live in the South. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Quick break, then right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me.
Hot diggity dog, diggity. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Yeah, there's an eclipse coming up on Monday. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I got a question on my L.A. show earlier today that, you know, when they toss something, they want their dog to fetch it and bring it back, but he doesn't. So I shared some info with him. Real simple. Here you go. During a game of fetch, have two of the same exact kind of items, the same exact fetch toys. When they bring the first toy back, ask your dog to drop it and reward them by throwing the second toy. There are so many benefits to training it, and it doesn't have to be a long formal session. Just have fun with it. Have two, in some cases three, of the same toy, so the dog learns when he drops it, he's getting another one right away. Problem is, so many people, what they do is they have the dog bring it back, they take it away, and they say, let's go in the house now, that's enough. 877-725-8255. Hey, Barbara, welcome to The Pet Show.
And wonderful to talk to you. I've talked to you over the years with many of my dogs, and today is my issue. I have a 7-year-old lab. She's a great dog. My husband and I have worked for a long time. We live near the beach to be able to finally go off leash with her safely and beautifully, and she loves it. She lives for it. She plays with other dogs. She romps in the water. She romps on the beach, whatever. And we have a little annoying thing that is going on. On the beach, there's a lot of debris, sticks. And, of course, being a lab, she runs to the stick, which is fine. I don't care. She picks it up in her mouth. I don't care. But she loves to chew on it and then eats off splinters of the piece of driftwood or whatever stick she has. Okay, she seems to be able to do okay with that, but 100% of the time, between 24 and 48 hours later, she comes into our home, and she upchucks the whole thing, usually on her couch, on a rug, whatever. And when we walk her and she does start to eat the stick, we always say, leave it, drop it, leave it, drop it. But when she's off leash, there's a million sticks on the beach. So it becomes... We just can't get her to abide.
Barbara, you gotta leave. You gotta leave the beach and move to the desert, Barbara.
No, she won't let me. She won't let me.
Here's the bottom line, okay? It's a Labrador retriever. So they love to pick up things. I remember working in New York City with a lab many years ago, and the dog, you know, New York City is a whole different ballgame for dog trainers, because within a half a block, you got people carrying Chinese food, pizzas, cabbies blowing their horn. It's a whole crazy thing. So this dog would like to pick up a lot of different things when we took him out there, and stuff that wasn't particularly great. If you ever seen the streets of New York City, it's a lot of dangers out there. You would never know I was from New York, but I was. Anyway, the bottom line is this. What I did to that dog is I found one item that this dog absolutely could not live without. And the only time he got that item is when we took him for a walk. And he carried that in his mouth so proud. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is find a couple of items. I don't care if they're tennis, but I don't care what they are, stick, whatever.
Yeah.
Find a couple of items, bring them home. Let the dog realize that they are home with him. Then when you go to the beach, instead of throwing, letting him grab these sticks, start playing fetch with him. And if it's one of the sticks that he only gets at the beach, he's going to be a lot more apt to hold on to that, because it's very special in terms of meaning to him versus the other items there. So that's the best way to approach it. If you're asking me, is it 100% cured? No, you can't stop a dog from picking a lot of things up on the beach. But what you can do is you can make sure that you have plenty of items with you to distract him from what he's looking at and have his focus on you and carrying things that you're giving him versus things he's finding on the street. Now, the term drop it's really, really important, okay? It's something I recommend that everyone teach their dog. But you can't just tell a dog to drop something without replacing it. Otherwise, it's like taking a cookie away from a kid. So, again, that favorite item that he only gets when you go for a walk, there's a good possibility that he will carry that item through the entire walk. There's a real good possibility if you give him a lot of praise.
She lives for your hugs and kisses. Would it work for that, or only another item?
Another item. Another item. I'd love to say hugs and kisses, but another item at this point, I think, would be a better approach. And I understand, you know, dogs, you know, they run along the beach, and there's a lot of things that they can ingest. Listen. I just left Santa Monica, and a stick would be the best thing the dog can grab on the beach in Santa Monica, okay? That would be the safest thing the dog could pick up on. So anyway, rotate. It's kind of like what I was talking about earlier with fetching. If you're going to teach a dog to fetch, always have two or three of the same items.
Okay. By the way, when we were working with our dog in training for years, and she really wouldn't come all the time, my husband and I would always work if we said, go find mommy, and she would run to me, or I'd say, go find daddy. So that just continued. We still do that all the time, and it's the cutest thing. Wherever we are, and I say, go find daddy, she runs to him. So, yes, we do use mom and dad all the time.
Well, I heard about you people in Oxnard. I know what you're all about. Don't worry about it. I've been there a few times. I love one of my favorite Oxnard. In terms of Southern California, if I had to do it again, Oxnard's one of my favorite places in the world.
I know. And she lives for your hugs and kisses. We also can get her for everything. We just say hugs and kisses, and she comes running. I mean,
so mommy, daddy, hugs and kisses. Those are our key words. Anyway, I can't send you hugs and kisses today because we're out, but I'm going to put you on hold. And what I'm going to send you instead is I am going to send you a T-shirt that says none of my friends walk upright. And I better see you wearing it on the beaches of Oxnard. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. You know, it's sad, but it's kind of true. I grew up on Long Island, a small town on Long Island called Oceanside. And I spent my entire childhood on the beach. And I trained many, many dogs on the beach as I got older. And back then, it was, you know, the beaches were kind of clean. So they'd pick up a stick. Maybe they'd pick up a little seaweed, or maybe they'd pick up a little this or a little that. But I got to tell you, Recently, and I hear this from listeners, especially my California show, they take their dog for a walk on the beach, and this is critical. The dog gets sick because it was eating some cannabis that was left on the sand, or a hypodermic needle that's left on the sand. I don't care what you do. I'm not preaching to you, but listen, clean up after yourselves. That's really important. But in terms of Oxnard, a great beach, a clean beach, bring a couple of items, and you'll be absolutely fine. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Janie in Florida, Jerry, we got Elise in California, we got Arlene, and one of my favorite little places, Lake Ozark. Boy, let's not let out Lake Ozark. Let's keep it the way it is, okay, Arlene? Let's not tell everyone about Lake Ozark. We'll get to all your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. Hey, listen, if you are allowed to live with your cat, I mean that seriously, if your cats let you live with them, I want you to hear me out. Cats are in charge. Do I have to tell you that? You know, cats run the house. They tell you when they want to sleep, when they want to eat, when they want to play. They even tell you what they want to watch on TV. You know they do. And you know what your cats are asking for? They're asking for kitty lickies. Kitty lickies, manufactured by my good friends over at Lucy Pet Products, are actually scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats, and also food toppers. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch as a treat. You could squeeze it over their dry food. Or if you have one of those finicky felines, you know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, kitty lickies can make all the difference in the world. Kitty lickies, lickable moose cat treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. I want you to actually hear from someone who's given their cat kitty lickies, and here's the response they had.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The Kitty Lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
And thank the people over at Lucy Pet Products. They're the ones who came up with Kitty Lickies, an amazing product. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com, lucypetproducts.com. You can get Kitty Lickies there. You can get the Lucy dry or wet food for your dog or cat. You can get the Hip to Be Square treats for your dog, the dog food rolls, lots of great stuff. Go to lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35 while you're there, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Of course a horse is a horse. Let's get back to the phones and go to Janie in Florida. Hey, Janie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Warren. You are my number one for honesty and good advice. Thank you. My precious is, of course, my precious cat, and I need some good, safe cat psychology, I guess, to approach her because of my fear, because she's left claw marks all over my arms, and primarily approach to kind of expose the nail bed. Do I lay her down or hold her?
Well, no. When you say she can get aggressive with you, is it only when you go to clip her nails? Is that the only time?
That's the only time.
Okay, there's a couple of things you need to do. First of all, what I really recommend that you do is put some flavor on your fingers that the cat really likes. And then just kind of rub them on her paws a little bit so she associates your paws with something very, very positive. Just do it for a couple of seconds and walk away. What I'd also like you to do is take the nail clipper out, but don't clip the cat's nails. Maybe just place it down alongside of a food dish so she sees it in a positive way, then put it away for that day. After you've done this for a couple of weeks and the cat seems to be okay with you touching the paws, then I recommend what I call fake nail clipping. You take the nail clipper, you make believe you're cutting the cat's nails, but you're not cutting any nails, so she's not feeling anything, gets it used to your hand being there, gets it used to the concept of the clipper and what it sounds like. Then down the road a little bit, you can clip one nail at a time and that's enough. Is your cat ever going to say, hey, mom, I need a pedicure? No. No cat or dog loves to have their nails clipped. But the bottom line is, if they realize it's not that horrible, not that painful, and it's something very positive, they get to taste something different, it will make all the difference in the world. But I got to tell you, it's not the easiest task in the world to get a cat to enjoy or even let you sometimes having their nail clipped. That's why it's so critical to start young. But in my book, how to get your cat to do what you want. And even in my dog book, I talk about the concept of getting the pet assimilated to having their nails clipped, because it's so important. You know, without clipping their nails, they can get arthritis, they can get impacted, a lot of things. The other thing that's critical too is, do you have scratching posts?
Have what?
Scratching posts.
Yes, I do.
Okay, what I want you to do is go to the local carpet store. Ask if they have any little remnants that they throw out. Take those remnants, glue them on the stand, but glue the front in and leave the nappy side or the scratchy side out. By leaving that out and putting a little catnip on it, when the cat goes to scratch, he's not scratching on carpeting now. He's scratching on something that will help keep his nails trimmed at the same time. So you want to get remnant carpeting, put that. You can even lay it on the floor. Just put the back up and the bottom down, so the back side with that nappy side is out there. It'll make all the difference in keeping the nails trimmed. In fact, some people don't even have to clip their cat's nails. The cats enjoy doing that so much.
Dr. Warren, you're awesome. That is the best advice. Oh, my Lord, you're wonderful.
I love you people. I got to move to Punta Gorda, Florida. Anyway, Janie, I got to move on, but don't go anywhere. Janie, let's put Janie on hold. Let's send Janie a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and you can read that whole chapter in there. Again, take it easy. No cat's ever going to say, Mommy, cut my nails, but at least you can get to the point where it can be done, and I really appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, Jerry, you will be up next, followed by Elise, followed by Arlene, followed by Jenny, who has 5 golden retrievers. Which one's been peeing in the house? She doesn't know. What can I do? We'll find out. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. Listen, my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, okay, will help prevent excessive scratching and licking. So if that scratching and licking is making you crazy, Hugs and Kisses is exactly what you need. The Hugs and Kisses supplement is so rich in antioxidants that it can actually rebuild the total health of your pet. I personally developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets over 30 years ago and improved it a few years back. So now Hugs and Kisses is enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics and probiotics, the new 4-in-1, to improve gut health. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent shedding, dry skin, and bare spots with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. I want you to check out my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. They're available at Walmart.com. Check out Amazon.com. They may be out of it. They sell a lot of it there. Walmart.com, Amazon.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847, or just log on to my website, thepetshow.com. And just a reminder, this is the first and only time in Pet Show history that we're throwing a BOGO sale only on NatureVet products. Buy one NatureVet wellness product, get the second free. These are top quality pet supplements and wellness products. So just go to my website, only available on my website, thepetshow.com. Whether it's joint support, allergy care, or a calming aid, NatureVet has a product for you. Go to thepetshow.com at checkout, put BOGO, B-O-G-O, buy one, get one free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren. I said, listen, we're going to have to break for the top of the hour in just a minute or so, and I don't want to rush anybody. So I'm going to leave you guys up here. This will be my order when we come back from the break. Jerry, Elise, Arlene, and Jenny, I got some great gifts for you guys. You'll be my callers when we come back. Let me just share this with you. You know, the question of the day was, is it okay to call yourself your pet's mommy or daddy? I want you to listen to me carefully. Animals often become part of the family, and if you're a pet guardian who refers to yourself as their mommy or daddy, it turns out, guys, you are not alone. Of those surveyed, 63% admitted to embracing these titles, a gesture that reflects the tight bond guardians feel towards their pets. Respondents from the South, this kind of interests me. Pet guardians from the South most likely to be mommy or daddy to their pets. 69% of pet guardians from the South say they respond as mommy or daddy. Only 59% from the West, 60% from the Midwest, and 61% from the Northeast. So, you know, you think of the South as being more rural, but it turns out that people in the South are more apt to call themselves mommy or daddy to their pets than any other part of the country. I just love that. Hey, the phone number here, 877 877- 725-8255. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. Then we're going to get to all of your phone calls after this. Still got lots of great stuff to give away. And the question of the day is still, is it okay to call yourself your dog or cat's mommy or daddy? I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.